I'm with Jim Duffy, who is the founder and head honcho of Entrepreneurial Spark here in the New Gorbals. First of all, Jim, tell me a little about Entrepreneurial Spark for those poor souls that haven't heard about it yet.
Crikey, we were 9 months in the planning of Entrepreneurial Spark, but we're actually at the 90-day period of execution. And it's been an incredible week. This is temperature check week. So some of them aren't talking to me because I've been so tough on them this week. And that's what it's all about. We can't say that and blow smoke up people and say everything's looking great and rosy in the garden when actually it's not.
Okay, and what are these people? What, who are they and what are they doing?
Well, our youngest entrepreneur is 60 years of age. We have got people from all walks of life, people who have run big corporates and huge, very responsible positions. We've got people who have been entrepreneurs and failed and have come back. Interesting stat there is that over in America, some VCs and angels won't invest in you unless you've had one or two failures, so you know when you've made those mistakes. We have got graduates, we have got people who are students and interning. We've got people who are working for the civil service and they come in, do their day jobs, and they come in at night and they're building their little enterprises. We have got people who are just pure, what we would term pure entrepreneurs that just come in and they code or they work or they sell, and they really blow you away with their attitudes.
What gave you the idea for Entrepreneurial Spark compared to all the other kind of business startup schemes there are and so on?
I was fortunate I was able to spend time in America, and I was also fortunate I was able to spend a lot of my time at, I think, a place called Babson College, which is the number one seat of entrepreneurship in the world. It wins it 17 years in a row. And it didn't really click for me then, but coming back, and I did a year in corporate world, which was good. And then I got involved in a small business and it was a bit of a disaster. And during that period, I actually looked at what is startup. And when one understands the difference between growing a business and what a startup does, then you're like, ah, now I know where I am. And at that period, I just looked around. I thought, I'm going to do some research on what startup really is. So I looked at Business Gateway and the Scottish Institute for Enterprise, PSYBT, local government, national government. What did we do in Scotland? What did they do in America? And we benchmarked a lot of that, of what we thought we wanted to do, with what's happening in America right now. We're 10 years behind Silicon Valley and 5 years behind Boston. So we looked and said, right, you know what, we're going to have a look at Boston and see if we can bring ourselves quickly up to speed in terms of startup. And it's a different beast. So we looked at Mass Challenge, which is a phenomenal accelerator over there. We spoke to John Hathorn, he's the guy that runs it. He's an ex-Bain consultant, hugely clever, dedicated, entrepreneurial type, and he gave us time and they gave us a whole day in the accelerator. And then we went back to Babson, and my colleague and I, Brian Maguire, he at that weekend at Babson was phenomenal. And we came back in the plane and we said, right, this is what we need to do. And then we just started knocking doors and really trying to get the message out there that we had a vision and this is how we were going to execute on it. There has to be a breakthrough at the end of it. That's what we look for. So this set of chicklets, as we call them in the hatchery, are now at day 90, and we temperature check them. So Tuesday, Wednesday was 7 in the morning till 7 at night, both days. Myself, my hatchery manager, Lucy Rose Walker, and we are, woof, what did you do? What didn't you do? Really deep probing questions. We don't take any flannel. We don't take any. No, we are absolutely what. Tell us exactly what you did and what do you need to do for the next 45 days. And we look at their metrics and we say, right, what can you do? What can we do? And what can Entrepreneurial Spark do as an organization where it sits to try and push you on? So those 2 days are really draining because we are, if you imagine yourself. When somebody walks through that door for that half-hour session, we see ourselves as the CEOs of that company, and we are saying, right, where's my growth? What's happening? What's my route to market? Pricing, the whole thing in that period. And then when we're happy, they go. And then the next one comes in. So it's a completely different business model, and it could be a completely different genre of business. And that's when we have to put our hats on again and say, right, where are you going with that one? So we get to know them really intimately. It's draining, but it's fun. We have lost two chicklets this week. They didn't make the grade for a variety of reasons. And as we go on forward in the next, as we grow entrepreneurial spark, some more will fall off. That is just business life. It's not a panacea to success. And as we move through the week, we got to Thursday, and Willie Hockey and Susan Hockey, who are huge, they basically make this happen in this space. They gave out £35,000 in cheques to the winners. Phenomenal support, phenomenal success. And then Susan Hockey was able to stand up and actually say, guys, if you want to do it, it's all, you need luck, but you need hard work. And she told us about the hours that they had put in over the last 20 years. And when you hear that, it's humbling. You think, you know what, this is a beautiful building, but we know you've worked jolly hard for it. And Susan was really good at imparting that to them, to say, there's your cheque, use it wisely, add hard work to it.
Now, this is a great adventure you've set off on. You're 90 days into it, obviously. How will you measure success, do you think, at the end of a year or two?
This is probably a 5-year plan to find out what impact this has in the Scottish economy in 5 years. Some of the businesses will get investment. Some of the businesses will make sales. Some of them will make exits. Some of them will grow in different ways. Some of them add economic value. Some of them will create jobs. So rather than just be prescriptive and say we have to do that and we're successful, that's not the approach we take. But one of the other measures of success here, and we're really passionate about this, is collaboration with everything else that's out there, with Business Gateway, with Scottish Enterprise, with the Scottish Institute for Enterprise, with anyone that wants to say, do you know what, we can work with you, because we want to fit in. We've Tetrised ourselves in to where we sit in some people call it an ecosystem, we call it a landscape, and we want to make sure that Entrepreneurial Spark plays its part, but doesn't take, when the businesses come out at the other end, we want to see 2 or 3 organisations helped you out, and that's un-Scottish, but that's what we want to do.
And the great thing is, Jim, you've turned Tetris into a verb. I'm very impressed. Thanks very much.
Cheers.